Hey, what's up, everybody? How you doing? Episode number 326, Drink It Till You podcast, the only podcast that lasts until the last drop. How the hell is your Sunday going? How the hell was your week? I hope everybody's okay. I hope you're safe out there. I'm drinking once again my Svedka vodka with a little bit of bubbly. Let's have our first drink. If you got them, drink them. Bottoms up. Cheers, everybody. Kind of a bummer this weekend, man. No UFC. It's kind of like the hangover, you know, like you drink and the next day you're just feeling like, you know, kind of down, kind of out. That's kind of how I feel this weekend. Like UFC 300 was such a great event with so many great fights. It's like now that there's just nothing this week, which is understandable. You know, you can't fight every single weekend. I feel like they do, like, out of a month, they do 3 weekends out of a month, and then one is off, it seems like. Or maybe it's longer. It's like every weekend for 2 months, except for 1 weekend. I don't know. Either way, it just does kind of suck. I'm just watching highlights of what was Pereira. I got to say the name right. I said it so white. Last week, I think I said Pereira. Yeah, I mean, that's the whitest you can pronounce his name. Just been watching clips of him, just excited for him, you know, this time in his life. I mean, he's bad, dude. Nothing to watch. I was watching a little bit of a Holly Holm, like older fight, which was pretty cool. You know, the thing that kind of makes me laugh a little bit about the women, like, don't take this as disrespect. I love the women's division. I've said this many times before. I love that, you know, they're strong. There's been knockouts in the women's division. But usually, for the most part, it's like the guys, like, middleweight. You know, not a lot of people are going to get knocked out. Well, I guess I'm thinking about boxing. And there's not a ton of knockouts versus, like, heavyweights. What I'm trying to say is I love that they can beat the hell out of each other and still keep going. Like, some of these women, I mean, after they get out, I mean, you can tell they've been in a fight. It looks like both of them, they look like they got smacked with a bat or something, like for 10 minutes repeatedly. But they're still standing, they're still pushing forward, they're still fighting, and that's what makes it exciting. You know, a great big knockout is obviously the most exciting. But man, if you can see two people brawl for 15 minutes or even what 25 minutes if it's a championship thing, if you can just see two people brawl for that amount of time, you wouldn't be upset. That's what you're here for. You know, just the punishment they can endure from each other is ridiculous. But the thing that is funny, just watching that Holly Holm fight from whatever, a couple of years ago, the women take, I mean, in a 5 minute round, they take at least 2.5 minutes to throw a first punch. I just had to fast forward through the first couple of minutes. It's like they're dancing and they're gauging distance and all this and that, but nothing's happening. This is fucking boring. Until that first punch is thrown and like landed or kick or whatever, it's fucking boring. It's terrible. You know? I get they're trying not to leave themselves open or whatever, get caught by a shot, but yeah, it's just funny to watch that. Like I said, I had to fast forward. It was just a little too much. I'm like, come on, somebody hit the other one. I know what can be if you start hitting each other, so please start doing it. I think this is one of Holly Holm's victories. I can't remember the chick she was fighting, but no UFC this weekend, so watching a lot of reruns. Older stuff and just from the 300 event. We got a little bit of baseball to talk about. Not very much. It's early season. My Texas Rangers losing 2 so far to the Braves. I think this is held over from last year. The Braves just kind of clobbering us. You know, they wanted to be the ones to meet us in the World Series. You know, they didn't get a chance to do that, even though they had an incredible season. So I think this is a little bit of, leftover angst or whatever you want to call it. to face my Rangers. And yeah, they're teeing off on us. You know, there's a game today. I think tonight's game. It might be a 4-game series. I don't know. I need to do a better job of looking at the schedule. The only thing that makes me think that is if this was a 3-game series, today's game would be at like 2:00 today, but it's at 6, I believe. So yeah, it might be a 4-game series, but yeah, we got to get on it, man. I don't know what the deal is. We can't keep losing series. It's not going to end for us very well that way. You know, you could always squeak into the playoffs at the very end, but what does that do for your confidence if you barely squeak in? You know, you're not feeling that great. We made it. You know, it's kind of like the Capitals. Washington Capitals, no, you know, they barely freaking made it, but it's like, is your team confidence good that you barely made it? You know, I know you're happy that you made it, but you can't be thinking we're going to win the whole thing. Or maybe they are. I don't know. I don't know what they think. So yeah, there's a little bit of baseball from my perspective. Texas Rangers got to pick it up a little bit. As far as our division, I'm more worried about the rest of the MLB rather than our division. The Astros, last place. You know, the other teams are just struggling. We're at the top of our division and we're playing, I guess it would be less than 500 baseball right now. We actually might have dropped down a seat or two with these last couple of losses. I think we lost the last series too, so... yeah, a little bit of hangover from Atlanta. I know they wanted us in that World Series to show what they could do, but, you know, you got to make it there, Atlanta. So let's take another drink. Cheers, everybody. I am very thirsty. For whatever reason, I'm super dehydrated today. I don't know if this is going to help, but it's going to make me feel better, you know. So moving on, yes, I know what you've all been waiting for. There is NHL playoffs happening. I think 2 games yesterday. There is NBA playoffs. There are. Wait, why did I say is? There are NBA playoffs happening. There are NHL playoffs happening. Did I really say is? My brain's not working yet. There is NHL playoffs? No, there are, Chris. This isn't a grammar lesson. I just don't want to sound like an idiot more than I have to. So yeah, let's go ahead and go through it. NHL, and I'll give you some picks here who I think is going to win. I don't really do, like specifics. I don't really do, you know, like the Capitals are going to win by 4. I don't do all that. And I don't really predict how many, you know, people love to predict, you know, Capitals in 6 games. I don't really do any of that either. It doesn't matter. To me, honestly, doesn't matter how many they win by, because I'm not betting on it, and it doesn't matter how many games they win in, because it doesn't matter. I mean, if they win, they win. That's basically what I boil it down to, a very simplistic view: wins and losses. Who's moving on and who is not? It doesn't matter how many goals you score. You can score 15 in a single game. It doesn't mean you're going to win the series. Those only count for that game. We all know this, don't we? Why am I talking to you like that? Why am I talking to you like you don't also watch sports? So let's go ahead and get into it. Here's what we got. If it'll load for me, please load. Please don't be a jerk. Okay, so yeah, two series have already started. You got the Hurricanes versus the Islanders. You got the Bruins versus the Maple Leafs. The Carolina series. Carolina is up 1-0. They win by a score of 3-1. I'm going to go ahead and do my pick. Yes, I am picking Carolina. The next game, Maple Leafs Bruins. Bruins win 5-1. They lead the series 1-0. Yes, I am picking the Bruins to win, given their history. Bruins are just a tough team. I love Monty up there. With that team, former Dallas Stars coach. I wish nothing but the best for him. Unless he faces my Stars, then I hope his team falls apart. Not that I dislike him. I don't dislike him. I love Monty very much. I love what he did while he was here. I wish he was still here. Not to discredit DeBoer at all. not discrediting him. I'm in love with what DeBoer is doing with this team. But yeah, Monty, I always got love for Monty, man. He had a rough patch in his life while he was here. You know, a little too much of the party scene, whatever. But he's doing great in Boston, man. So, yeah, let's go Hurricanes. Let's go Bruins. And I've said this back to the Hurricanes. I've said this many, many times, dude. The Hurricanes are one of those teams that, you know, well, just from my perspective, let me just give it from my perspective. I never really think about, but they're always in the playoffs and they're always making a decent run. When is it their time to break through? When are they going to go all the way? I know they've had a good team. I know they've been improving. Could this be the year, my Carolina Hurricanes fans, at least to make it to the big dance, you know? You got the Lightning and the Panthers. Dude, I'm going to go against the grain. I know probably what the majority of NHL fans are thinking. The Panthers do look really, really good. I've started recently to not dislike the Panthers, but just want them. I really do like the Panthers. I really love all NHL teams, but their kind of bully mentality that they've been employing this whole season, you know, get out of our way, it is cool, and I do like that. But it's going to be nice to see them put in their place. And I think the Lightning are just the team to do it. You know, Lightning did not have a great season. There were points in time where it looked like early on, at least, the Lightning weren't even going to make the playoffs. But the last, I don't know, month or so, you know, just keeping up with the scores like I do, I keep seeing the Lightning and they're winning. You know, they can score, they can keep goals out. I think they've really turned it around there. So go ahead and give me the Tampa Bay Lightning. Three-time Stanley Cup champion, Tampa Bay Lightning. I think they're going to beat them out. I think it's going to be a long series for sure. It's going to be physical, but I think the Lightning are going to beat them out, which is going to piss off, obviously, all the Panthers fans, but it is what it is. That game is coming up. Capitals Rangers, like I mentioned before many, many times in the intro here, Capitals barely squeaking in. I think they're just happy to be there. I don't think they have what it takes to beat the Rangers. Give me the Rangers. Avalanche Jets, this is going to be controversial. I know that. Especially if you know me as being a Stars fan. and the reason I'm picking the Winnipeg Jets is because of my boy, Ricky B. I think they can do it, though, honestly. Like, I know the Avalanche. I know McKinnon. I know they have a solid team. They're a tough team. They can score goals. I think the Avalanche, I could be wrong, they were at least top two in scoring this season, if not number one overall, and putting the biscuit in the basket. but I think everything Monty's been through, I think it works to his advantage. Him being here in Dallas, Ricky B. I think everything works to his advantage being here in Dallas and having played the Avalanche in the playoffs and beating them to move on. I think Rick Bonus might have an idea of what it's going to take to beat the Avalanche. And on top of that, I think the Jets, for the last 10 games of the season, they had the exact same record as my blazing Dallas Stars do. 8-2 over their last 10. I mean, they really came on strong there at the end. They actually ended second place in our division, if you can believe that. They beat out Colorado for that position. Really, really good season. Like, if you're a Jets fan, and I am a Jets fan, you should be really proud of what Rick Bonus and this team has done after last season. You know, kind of some meltdowns going on. I heard there was some personality conflicts in the locker room, whatever. You should be really proud of the Jets, and I think they're going to make it to the second round at least. So yeah, that's my pick for that one. Predators versus the Canucks. I don't know what to make of this one. I don't know how these teams match up together. I'm really not sure. I don't know who to pick. Logic would tell you to pick the Canucks, who just have a better overall record, who have more scoring. As far as I know, the Canucks had the greatest differential in the entire NHL. They weren't leading in goals like they were at some point during the season, but they just seem like a powerhouse, like an offensive powerhouse. So it's hard to bet against them. But the Predators, man, they've just been shit. Let me not say shit. They just have never made a deep run, you know? I don't think this year is the year to do it, but I hope I'm wrong. It would be pretty cool to see, you know, give the fans in Nashville some love there. But if I had to decide, which I'm forcing myself to decide right now, I'm going to pick the Canucks. And good luck to you. Maple Leafs Bruins, already picked that one. Islanders Hurricanes. Let's see. Kings Oilers. Oh, boy. I think this one's tricky, man. I know the Oilers are probably the favorite. I'm going to give it to the Kings. I'm going to give this series to the Kings. I don't know how many it's going to take. I really don't know. Yeah, I'm giving it to the Kings. I think they've come on strong. And they've kind of been, you know, like Carolina is to me. They've just kind of been humming under the radar all season. You know, just doing their thing, getting their wins, taking their lumps as well. And I just think that's a big, it's going to be a big shock. You know, no one's expecting it. They can definitely surprise you. So give me the Kings for that one. Did I leave any teams out? Let's see. Oh, of course you did, Chris. The defending Stanley Cup champion, Vegas Golden Knights versus my Dallas Stars. A grudge match, if you will. I'm so excited for this series. Obviously, I care about the outcome, but I'm super excited to see a great series. A lot of controversy with the Vegas Golden Knights. I guess it's got something to do with cap space and how they're basically, you know, finding the loopholes to get Mark Stone reactivated just in time, even though he was supposedly injured. I think there's some controversy with that. There was almost a wreck over there. This guy's not watching what he's doing. I love when people drive big trucks and they just think they rule the road. It's like, dude, if you come into my lane and hit me, you're paying for my shit. That's all there is. I don't care how big your truck is. I don't care how expensive it is. You better have great insurance on that motherfucker because you can't drive it. And that's the other thing, too. I never say this. If you can't drive it, if you can't keep it within the lanes, don't get it. You know? So many times these big-ass trucks are just swerving into your lane. It's like, well, then why are you driving that, dude? Like, if you can't handle it. Anyway. Back to the Vegas Golden Knights and my Dallas Stars. It was a great series last year. It's going to be a great series. I think this is the one everyone's going to watch. This is the potential Stanley Cup champion, I feel like. Whoever comes out on top in this series. Am I worried as a Stars fan? Yeah, a little bit. Yes, I know Vegas has a good team. They've had a good team. They've been growing since day one. Taking, who did they take from us? I can't remember. Technically, Chris, they didn't take them. You had to give them. Well, they still took them. It's almost like stealing. The league just said it was okay. I don't remember who they took, but Vegas is a good team, man. I'm giving it to my Stars, though. I think this season is the season. This season is the season. I think Jim Neal. All right, let me go ahead and take a drink to GM. Jim Neal. Cheers. And I'll tell you the reason I took the drink is because he's positioned this team with the players that we have, the personnel that we have. I'm trying to talk GM speak. This is the best it's going to get, people. Ottinger seems healthy. We can score. We've stepped up our defense, which, I mean, we're going to need to step it up a lot more in the playoffs. Penalty kill, pretty good. Power play, decent. If we can step those up a little bit. And I'm saying penalty kill and power play are good and decent as if I know the numbers. I don't know the overall NHL numbers. But from what I've seen, you know, we're pretty good on both of those. I don't think we're tops of the league or anything like that, but we're still pretty good. We're going to have to bring our full game. Jim Nill has given us all the pieces. It's that thing of San Jose years and years ago making it all the way to the final, and they can't win it. I mean, this is the best team they could produce. So it's like once you do that and you still don't win it, what do you do after that? And that's mostly what I'm afraid of. Not necessarily the Vegas Golden Knights, even though I know they can beat us. I'm afraid of if they do beat us, where do we go from here? What do we do now? Who do we trade for? How can we improve? Because this is just a really, really good team. I see a lot of parallels. I know the sports are different. I see a lot of parallels between the Dallas Stars and my Texas Rangers, World Series champion Texas Rangers. Just for the fact that, man, that offense is dominant. That offense is mean, dude. We can put some pucks in the net. You know, we might win some 9-8 games, but you got to score 9 goals to beat their 8. You know what I mean? So we'll see, man. I'm picking my Dallas Stars for sure. I need them to win this. This has got to be our year. And I never say that. I never say that because I don't want to jinx it. I just feel something different about this team. You know, it feels different. I don't want to say we've been lackadaisical during the season. Obviously, we haven't, coming in first place in our division and the Western Conference. Was it first place in the Western Conference? I'm pretty sure we were. The only team that beat us in points was the Rangers. Yeah, I know we can do it, man. I know we can do it. We just have to do it. We have all the tools. Are we going to apply the tools properly? There was a little thing on Twitter the other day, you know, asking which veterans deserve a Stanley Cup the most. Pretty funny because people said Pavelski and I guess Suter by default. Suter's just hated league-wide, and I love it. And I get it, too. If he's played for your team, those fucking boneheaded moments, he's, like, faced the wrong way and the puck's behind him and they're shooting it in. It's like, dude, what the fuck are you doing, man? But, yeah, Pavelski, if anybody, dude, I don't want to hear anybody else. Pavelski deserves this, man. Dedicated, hardworking, loyal. Think of how loyal he was to San Jose back in the day. Joe Thornton, Patrick Marleau. I'm trying to remember their goalie. I used to really like their goalie back then. I can't remember now. Very dedicated, very loyal, very hardworking. Such a leader, man, Captain America. I want him to win it. It would be great to see Tyler Seguin raise the cup and Jamie Benn raise the cup and Roope Hintz raise the... Yeah, all of that would be great, but Pavelski is just... you know, it's like those greatest players in NBA history that never win it. Those greatest quarterbacks in NFL history. Did I say NBA history? I can't remember. Dude, my brain's not working today. Those greatest quarterbacks in NFL history that just never won it. All the stats, great teams, just could never push it through. Yeah, man, I really want that for Pavelski. For our team, of course, but more so for Pavelski. That would be great. So here we go, man. Get ready. If you're not watching, I highly recommend you tune in and watch. These games are going to be hectic. They're going to be hard fought. I guess the fights kind of dwindled down, so I don't want to say that. I don't want to say there's going to be a lot of fights. They dwindled down because you don't want to give your team a disadvantage, you know. So we'll see. Let's go. There's my picks. Hopefully I don't put my foot in my mouth and I'm wrong about every single one. If you got them, drink them. Bottoms up. Cheers. How far are we in? Let's see here. All right, give me 1 second. I'll be right back. Podcast magic. All right, and I'm back. Let's have another sip. Man, I have the worst case of dry mouth right now. I don't know what's going on. Nothing a little vodka can't fix. All right, moving on. We talked a little NHL. I gave you my picks there. Let me go ahead and say moving on to the NBA, I am not as well versed in the NBA, so I probably won't give you any like hot takes or sexy picks or anything. They're probably just going to be the teams that I know that are good. But that's kind of the way basketball is anyway. You know, I feel like for the majority of the years, if the team's good, they're probably going to win out. You know, there might be a little bit of an upset from a lower place team. But for the most part, you know who's going to make it through. They've already got the team. The season proves a lot, you know. Whereas NHL, you get a team that barely gets in, Washington Capitals, Predators. You get those teams, and they might actually surprise you, which is, you know, more exciting. I don't care about being wrong on the picks. I'd much rather see, other than my Stars, you know, I care about being wrong on them, but everybody else, I don't care about being wrong on the picks. I'd actually rather be wrong on the pick and see an exciting series than be right and they just blow them out. You know what I mean? Or I guess best case scenario, I was right and it's a good series. Anyway, moving on, NBA, East, in the Eastern Conference, you got the Celtics, first place Celtics versus the Heat. I feel like the Celtics were first overall in the NBA. Don't quote me on it. I feel that way. You got the Cavaliers versus the Magic, fourth place Cavaliers versus the fifth place Magic. You got the third place Bucks versus the sixth place Pacers. You got the second place Knicks versus the seventh place 76ers. Moving on to the West, you got the number one OKC Thunder versus number eight Pelicans. You got the number four Clippers versus my number five Dallas Mavericks. After so many weeks of being in that eighth place, seventh place, eighth place, ninth place, eighth place, seventh place, finally moved up at the end of the season to fifth place. You got the Timberwolves versus the Suns. I guess they've already played these games. I didn't know that. You got the Nuggets versus the Lakers, second place Nuggets, seventh place Lakers. Let's go ahead and do some picks real quick. There already have been a couple of games that have been played. Celtics Heat, no games have been played. Obviously, I'm going to take the Celtics. And the Heat are one of those random teams that I just don't like, you know, probably for our years that we played against them in the playoffs. Dude, I'll never forget. I've probably said this a million times on here. I'll never forget that season they beat us. I think it was 2010. The Heat beat us, man. I remember Jason Terry going for a three at the, I mean, it's like to end the series if we don't get this three. And he's going for the three, and nobody other than Dwayne effing Wade just grabbing and stretching his jersey, like pulling on this man. And Jet Terry misses the three. We lose the series, the championship. And I'll never forget it because the reason it was such a big deal and I was so pissed off by the end of the series, I watched the whole series, was, I mean, if you blew on Dwayne Wade wrong, if you breathed or coughed or farted near him wrong, they were calling you a goddamn penalty on you. You know what I mean? So to end this series with this man yanking one of our players' jerseys so he can't get a good shot off, and the refs were just like, yeah, that's fine. That's a good play. You know, there's a lot of things in the NBA that are just silly, you know, and they probably have been silly. Like the traveling thing, dude. Do they even call that anymore? Do they even look for that anymore? And I'm going to say no. I'm going to say I don't think they do because they would rather have the exciting play where he took five steps to make his dunk. They'd rather go for that than actually call traveling, which is a rule. If it's not going to be a rule, just take it out. You can take as many steps as you want. No, people would start taking advantage of it. It becomes football at that point. You just cradle the ball and, you know, run up all the way up to the basket. You know, how they do that double arm over the football. That's all you would do. Yeah, there has to be. But they don't call it, so what's the point? I mean, at what point will they call it? If you took 10 steps, would they call it? If you took 8 steps without dribbling, would they call it? It's just silly, man. So I haven't seen traveling called in a good while. When was the last time you saw traveling called? So anyway, yeah, screw the Heat. That's one of the rare teams that I don't like. I want the Celtics to beat the shit out of them, sweep them 150 to 20 every game. Cavaliers, Magic. You know what? Just for old school's sake, I do like the Magic, the Orlando Magic. Shaquille O'Neal back in the day. Give me the Magic, even though Cleveland leads the series 1-0. I'm going to go with the Magic. There's a sexy pick. How about that? I could easily say the Cavaliers because I know they're going to win, but I'm not going to. I'm choosing to be wrong, or maybe I'm not. Maybe the Magic will surprise them. Probably not. You got the third place Bucks versus sixth place Pacers. No games have been played. Go ahead and give me the Bucks. I know from my Mavericks playing them, they're a really good team. Yeah, Bucks are going to win out over that one. Let's see, the Knicks versus the 76ers. Give me the 76ers, who are actually the seventh place team. I don't know why. I think it's just that rivalry thing, you know, them being in such close quarters with each other, New York, Philadelphia, that whole thing. Yeah, give me the 76ers. Maybe they can rough them up a little bit. The basketball court bullies. I don't know. That doesn't sound, that doesn't have a good ring to it. Broad Street Bullies sounds good, but. So yeah, give me them. OKC versus the Pelicans, or the Pelicans, if you want to say it properly. Go ahead and give me the Thunder. I like Oklahoma. I've liked Oklahoma since they became a team, back when they had those three, Harden and, Westbrook and, Durant, always been a fan. Give me them. And let me go ahead and say, if my Dallas Mavericks can't win the championship this season, I would really enjoy seeing the Thunder do it. That would be great. It would be their first, and you know, they've obviously been pushing for it. After losing those players, I mean, they kind of dwindled. Their seasons weren't as great anymore, but now they're back. Whatever they're doing something right. You got the Clippers versus the Mavericks. No games have been played. Give me my damn Dallas Mavericks, and I'm not just saying that to be sexy. I think we match up very well with the Clippers, and I am not worried about the Clippers at all, in the least. It was only, I mean, only a couple of games separating us in the regular season anyway. And if the regular season is any indication of what's going to happen in the playoffs, as I said earlier, usually is in the NBA. Sure, they ended a place above us, but I'm not worried about them. Give me my Dallas Mavericks. I hope they, you know, I hope they start firing on all cylinders at this time of the year, at the right time. That would be wonderful to see. Timberwolves versus the Suns. Give me the Timberwolves, third place versus the sixth place Suns. Give me, only one game's been played in that series, by the way. Minnesota leads 1-0. The Nuggets versus the Lakers. Denver, second place. Lakers, seventh place. Denver leads that series 1-0. Go ahead and give me the Nuggets. I don't think the Lakers have it. I don't think they have what it takes. So, yeah, there's NBA. There's NHL. There's my picks. I possibly put my foot in my mouth on some of them, which is fine. It's going to happen. You're not going to be perfect. How crazy would it be if I was perfect in my first round of picks for both sports? You got to know if I am. I'm going to say it on my Twitter. I'm going to brag on myself on my Twitter for the next couple of weeks until my next round of picks are wrong. But how crazy, has anyone ever done that? All the picks in two separate sports for the playoffs and you got them all right? Anyways, so yeah, there's a lot of sports going on. I can't wait for UFC next weekend. I'm definitely going to try to watch that. Go Stars. Go Mavericks. Come on, Rangers. We can do, I know everybody's gunning for us since we're the World Series, defending World Series champions, but we got to do something different. We got to do a little bit better, okay? And I know they know that. So anyway, let's go ahead and finish these off. If you got them, drink them. Bottoms up. Cheers, everybody. What is this, vodka light? I really don't even feel that much. I mean, I feel a little tingle. Maybe I haven't drank enough. I don't know. Let's keep drinking. Yeah, follow me on Twitch, by the way. I'm twitching and itching this weekend. I need a better slogan than that. That's all I could come up with for now. I don't know why I'm itching, but I am twitching. So follow me on that. Play against me. Do any of my listeners? I can't get my grammar right this episode. Do any of my listeners play Rocket League? I would love to play with you. That sounded weird. I would love to play online a video game with you and, you know, make some memories and, you know, all that fun stuff. Or does anyone play Fight Night Champion? Or I guess you can't. You could do RDR online, RDR 2 online. Does anyone play Red Dead Redemption online too? I would love to play together. I guess I don't have many gamers that listen to this podcast. That's probably what it is. You already know the handle. Let's Drink Until You Podcast, or DUY Podcast. It's one of those. I think it's Drink Until You Podcast is what I put it as. But yeah, man, I need some listeners. I need some better. This is my recruitment at the end of the episode right here. I need some better 3v3 players. I need some better friends. Pretty much everyone I've added on my friends list on my Xbox, they're 2v2 players, which is cool. I do like playing 2v2. My main thing is playing 3v3. And dude, if you have one weak link and you're playing a competitive match, you're not winning. If you have one guy scoring 40 points, you're not going to win the game. The other teams are, you know, they've met up. They're all on, you know, in a party. I need some better 3v3 players because my platinum ranking keeps dropping down. And, you know, let me just go ahead and gripe about something so small and insignificant. But I don't like how Rocket League does the ranking. So I can be in a game that will either boost me to the next level in platinum, or it'll take me down a level in platinum. But I'm playing with people that have no rank. You know what I mean? So it's like, I have something to lose and they have nothing to lose, yet they're on my team playing in this game that matters for a platinum level ranking increase. So how does that make sense? Why can't I just play with if I make it to gold, no, wait, it goes bronze, silver, gold, platinum. If I make it to bronze, I should only play with bronze players. If I make it to gold, I should only play with gold players. If I make it to platinum, oh wait, I skipped silver, but you know what I'm saying. If I go to platinum, I should only have platinum players on my team. Why do I always get shafted? I know this is a problem with everybody. It's not just a me thing. They're not just picking on me. Everybody has this issue, but it doesn't make sense. Why throw the person with no ranking on a person's team that does have a platinum ranking? Because you know if that person with platinum loses that game, they go down in rank. So I'm going to let someone with no experience take me down game after game? I mean, that's what's happened, dude. I've made it to platinum 2, division 2. And yeah, I mean, I'm not saying I'm perfect. I'm not saying I score every single goal I shoot. I'm not saying I save every single ball. That's not what I'm saying. But that's also not the point. If you have decent enough players, you can recover from those mistakes because you have good players to take your back. I'm not asking for them to stick me with the grand champion. I'm not asking them to stick me with the, you know, anybody of an above rank. Just someone of my same rank. That's who I should be playing with. And that's also who I should be playing against. You know, if I have three platinum players on my team and there's one platinum player on the other team and no ranking players on that other team as well, that's not fair to them. And I would agree with that. It goes for everybody. So, yeah, I don't know. I just have to deal with it, I guess. I thought about, you know, letting Rocket League know about it, how I don't like the ranking. So they don't give a shit. They're not going to respond. They're not going to say anything. I guess unless enough people complain about it, they won't. But yeah, so please, if you're good at Rocket League, if you're not good at it, don't worry about it. let's not even go there. But if you're actually platinum or better, please, for the love of God, add me. We'll party up. We'll do the thing. And that's the thing too, man. When you find good players online, nobody ever wants to party up. Man, I'll be first place on my damn team, scoring like 400, 500 points. And, you know, not to say the players that played on my team are not as good as me. They're probably just as good or better. I just had a good game. They never want to party up, and I don't get it. If you have good players, why would you not want to party up? Why do you want a bunch of randos? That's a second wreck I've almost seen. That was crazy. Just to go right there. That's silly. That's all I'm saying. Follow me on Twitch. Add me. Share. Join me, please. I'm struggling here. I could play 1v1 and just leave it all up to myself. Yeah, I could do that. I mean, I like 1v1. I've done it before. It's fun. It's challenging. But I just really love playing on a team. So if you're good, please add me. Let's do this thing. Let's go all the way to the top. So let's take our last drink. Cheers, everybody. And that's going to do it for me. As always, don't drink and drive. Treat yourself to an Uber. Treat yourself to a Lyft both ways. Treat yourself to a DoorDash. You can stay in your undies at home drinking all you want. You don't have to drive anywhere. And financially, it makes sense. If you get busted drinking and driving, the attorney's fees, the court fees, the ticket you're going to get, the multiple tickets probably you're going to get. I mean, you might look at that DoorDash bill and be like, Jesus Christ, $40 for one-time delivery? Like, what the hell? But yeah, what do you want, $40 or $4,000 in fees and shit? It's just a smarter financial decision, people. Just do the numbers yourself, you know? So that's it. Don't drink and drive. Uber, Lyft, DoorDash. And I will talk to you guys next freaking week. I love you all. Talk to you then. Bye!